White magic. What are white magic and spells, and how are they actually performed? Historically, white magic, or as the modern term, white magic, has been associated with figures such as soothsayers, healers, white priests, druids, and spiritual teachers who used white magic for charitable purposes. Unlike black magic, which is often linked to selfish or harmful intentions, white magic spells are focused on ethical and moral actions. It is usually used in rituals and activities such as blessings, energetic cleansing, bringing love or abundance, and providing protection and defense against negative forces and energies. Practitioners of white magic spells use natural ingredients such as herbs, stones, and candles in their rituals, using the natural energy from the surrounding world. These rituals are deeply rooted in folk traditions, pagan religions, and other spiritual beliefs, emphasizing a harmonious relationship with nature and a clean moral compass. What is white magic? White symbolizes purity. It is pure magic. Free of evil, may it be thoughts or intentions, feelings, and emotions like envy, hatred, jealousy, anger, or any negativity that will taint the white spell. A tainted spell will fail. Understanding this insight is key, as it answers the question, in most cases, how come my spell didn't work? White magic is performed in spiritual rituals using magical or spiritual arts for positive, beneficial, and ethical purposes. This type of white magic is aimed at healing, protecting, helping people, or improving one's personal life. The foundation of white magic spells lies in the principle of not causing harm to others. The white priests or white wizards use the energies and powers of nature to promote good and positive results for the person in need of healing and comfort. Who are those who practice white magic? White magic is often practiced by people from various spiritual backgrounds seeking to use their abilities for positive and ethical purposes. These practitioners emphasize employing natural elements and energies to achieve their goals, whether it be healing, protection, or personal growth and improvement. Wizards, healers, and spiritual priests. Many modern healers and wizards practice white magic within the framework and traditions of contemporary pagan movements, such as Wicca. Priests engage in rituals designed to help others, promote healing, and protect their communities. They adhere to ethical guidelines that emphasize non-harm and responsible use of witchcraft. The Viking Edict, or the Wiccan Rede, in Wicca, which says, "As long as you do no harm, do as you please," sums up this philosophy. Wicca believers. Wicca, a modern pagan religion, focuses on working harmoniously with nature and honoring gods. There are few streams of Wicca these days, but the lion's share believes in balance as a major belief. The balance between female and male, both gender practitioners called witch, the balance in nature, the balance in you, and the balance between nature and you. One of their tools to get to a harmonious life is witchcraft, by harnessing the force of white spells and the power of sacred geometry, through emblems and runes. The Vikings believe in the law of three counts, which states that any energy a person puts out to the world, whether positive or negative, will return to him threefold. This belief encourages Vikings to practice white magic with careful judgment and positive intentions. Spiritual healers and white priests. Some practitioners incorporate magic and white spells into their natural or alternative healing methods. Spiritual healers and white priests may use plants, energy work, and spiritual and energetic rituals to restore balance and well-being to their clients. Their approach combines traditional healing methods with spiritual and energetic prayers, intending to treat both physical and spiritual ailments, balancing mind, body, and soul. Pagan druids, priests of pagan or neo-pagan religions, use white magic spells as part of their spiritual lifestyle. These people perform rituals to honor their gods, celebrate the changing seasons, or promote positive outcomes in their lives. Their rituals are related to the cycles of nature and the earth and reflect their belief in the interconnectedness of all layers, and also their approach to changes in life which are inevitable, and the constant need to restore balance to our lives and the world around us. Individuals. Not everyone who practices white magic belongs to a specific spiritual community. Some people practice white magic privately, using it as a personal tool for self-improvement or to help others. These people may draw from a wide array of spiritual traditions, adapting their approach to fit their unique beliefs and needs. Basically, white magic attracts a diverse group of practitioners who are united in their commitment to exercise their abilities for good and maintain a moral and ethical approach to white magic. Whether as part of an organized spiritual tradition or when practiced independently, white magic remains an energetic means of creating a more positive and healthy world. What are the methods of white wizards? White wizards, known for their positive and ethical applications, use various methods to harness natural or positive energies and achieve beneficial results. White magicians of all kinds use a combination of ritual spells, natural elements, and energetically and spiritually focused intentions to create the desired effects. Below are some common methods exercised by white magicians, each with its own unique approach and purpose. How are candles used in white magic? Candles are an integral part of many witchcraft and white magic ceremonies due to their symbolic and practical meaning. Each color of the candle represents a different energy or intention. For example, white candles are used for purification, protection, and harmony. Green candles attract abundance and healing, while pink candles symbolize love, friendship, and understanding. During a ritual, the practitioner lights the candle with a specific goal in mind, using the flame to energetically focus his intention. What is the role of herbs and plants? Herbs and plants are used in witchcraft and white magic due to their medicinal and energetic properties. They are used in various forms, including teas, extracts, and incense. For example, rosemary is associated with protection and purification, lavender is used for relaxation and love, and sage is burned in rituals to ward off negative energies. Practitioners may create a combination of herbs, burn herbs during rituals, or consume herbal teas to harness the natural powers of these plants. How are crystals and gems used? Crystals and gems are considered to have unique energies that can support various aspects of life. Clear quartz is used to increase energy, focus energy, and cleanse spaces, while amethyst is known for promoting peace and emotional healing. Rose quartz is associated with self-love and romance. These stones can be incorporated into rituals, worn as jewelry, or placed in specific areas to increase their energetic impact. What is energetic cleansing? Energetic cleansing is a process that aims to remove negative energies from a person or space. One common method is sage burning, also known as smudging, where the smoke is passed around a person or area to cleanse it of negativity. Another technique involves using salt for purification. It can be spread in the corners of the house or added to bath water for cleansing purposes. These methods help maintain a positive and balanced environment, free from harmful influences. In conclusion, the methods of witchcraft and white magic are diverse and deeply rooted in the natural and spiritual world. Through the utilization of candles, plants, crystals, and purification techniques, practitioners aim to effect positive changes and promote well-being. Each method is chosen based on the specific intention and the desired result. What is important is that the practice is ethical and beneficial. How do you remove black magic using white magic? Dispelling and eliminating black magic spells involves a special process that requires the expertise of a highly knowledgeable and experienced professional. This process is essential for people who feel they are under the influence of negative spells or curses. A common approach includes the power of Kabbalistic rituals, which are designed to banish and expel harmful energies and restore a positive balance to the affected person. One effective method is the Kabbalistic ritual performed by expert white priests such as Shmuel Zohar Yanai, who performs the removal of black magic using white magic. These rituals are performed at certain times, usually between 2 and 4 in the morning, to ensure maximum effectiveness. These rituals do not require physical presence because they require seclusion and focus on the part of the spiritual healer according to Kabbalah. In addition, the dispelling process includes energetic purification and the removal of all additional negative spells and energies that are harmful, such as jealousy, resentment, hatred, the evil eye, curses, and energetic defenses. These tools help drive away negative energies and provide protection against future attacks. For those seeking to understand more about the benefits of white magic spells and the steps to effectively banishing black magic, it is essential to consult a professional with a deep understanding of the Kabbalah wisdom and ciphers of the Holy Zohar. This ensures that the removal is thorough and tailored to the specific needs of the individual. How do you choose a reliable expert who only deals in white magic? Choosing an expert to remove black magic using white magic and witchcraft is a critical decision that requires careful consideration. The process includes understanding the skills of the therapist, the methods he uses, and his ethical position. Skills and expertise. First, it is important to ensure that the specialist has in-depth knowledge and experience in the field of black magic removal. This includes a background in Kabbalah, mysticism, and magic from all different cultures, numerology, and other relevant traditions. For instance, Shmuel Zohar Yanai, a well-known international expert in this field, an experienced Kabbalistic sage, emphasizes the importance of extensive knowledge of Kabbalistic cryptographic ceremonies and the distinctive types of spells. This expertise is essential because expelling black magic using white magic and witchcraft is a complex process that requires more than a basic understanding of the spirit world. Methods and approaches. Second, examine the methods and approaches used by the expert. Effective black magic removal involves specific rituals performed at certain times, such as between 2 and 4 in the morning, as is customary according to the Kabbalah. These rituals may include applying white spells in specific ciphers or other traditional elements. The transparency of the spiritual healers in their approach is a positive sign of a reliable therapist. Ethical considerations, spiritual and personal ethics, play a significant role in choosing the right specialist. Make sure the healer is not practicing black magic or using his skills for negative purposes. Experts such as the white priest Shmuel Zohar Yanai strongly oppose causing harm to another person or performing black magic through their work, and focus exclusively on removing negative effects by adopting only white magic. This ethical stance ensures that the process is safe and aligned with moral values. Recommendations and references. Look for recommendations and references from previous customers. Positive feedback and documented success stories can provide confidence in the expert's ability and credibility. Many therapists share testimonials from clients on their websites or through other channels, which can help make an informed decision. Choosing the right expert to remove black magic using white spells and white magic involves verifying their qualifications, understanding their methods, ensuring their ethical standing, and reviewing references. By taking these steps, you can find a reliable expert to help you eliminate black magic and its negative effects effectively and beneficially. Removing black magic using witchery and white magic spells. To banish black magic, a person with integrity and deep knowledge of the wisdom of the Kabbalah is required. Shmuel Zohar Yanai, a veteran Kabbalistic sage, strongly opposes casting spells intended to harm another person. Samuel works as a spell expeller according to Kabbalah, using chants and white magic spells only and applying his knowledge to bestow a salve and eliminate negative effects. There will be no possibility of using his abilities to harm any person. Are you interested in getting rid of dark forces that act on you by finding appropriate and reliable ways? To receive an answer to any question on the subject and to schedule a consultation, you can contact us on WhatsApp, by phone, or by email now.